Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I feel we are a little bit sometimes in a hurry in worship. There's no patience in our spirit while worshiping. I was talking to a team of worshippers. I said, why are you guys so much in a hurry to get to the next song? Stay where the Holy Spirit is. Sometimes some people feel like, I don't do this song for too long. Don't worry. If it's the Holy Ghost, He's using the song. We had one time when we were younger, somebody came to preach in our ministry in Zion when we were small. He sang one song from the beginning of the preaching to the end of the impartation. Guess it was a chant. That's how I started when he wanted to start preaching. So we felt like when he was imparting, somebody now changed the song. He now turned and said, stop! Go back! Then he now turned again. I said, they laid hands. I said, how can somebody, I remember, I will never forget that meeting. I said, somebody started from the beginning. I said, which kind of worship is this one? The person just mistakenly, he wanted, he said, he said, go back to where we were. I said, yes. And he continued. One song till he finished the whole meeting. And the other problem is, I think this is not a worshipers meeting, but it's good, you know. It's not about crying while you are worshiping yet, even though it's important. Alright? If you cry, allow the tears. Even as a pastor, I cry a lot during worship. And I allow my tears. Don't say, no, we have hit height in the spirit. We don't cry. In fact, as a Christian, if you don't, you have not feel emotional that tears drop from your eyes during worship, your heart is strong. You are not a new creation. Because he said one of the things he will do for a new creation is to remove the heart of stone. They worship, you are just, there are some people, they are worshiping like this. Paras kabush, bush paras ka, aya. He's trying, he's connecting, he's connecting. Zigigigigigigigi. You got to be like a child. They don't form steeds in worship, oh. No steeds. And what I wanted to say is, don't hurry into a new song. Sometimes the problem is a new song. And do you know, every time when God gives you a new song, it is not because the song has not been there before. Sometimes a new song is to sing a song. You know, you are singing it, but to you that's a new song. That's a prophetic declaration of what God wants to do in your life. A new song does not necessarily mean you'll be on the stage and get a new song. It could be a song that the Holy Ghost will just raise in your heart. And it's prophetically speaking to you at that moment. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Yes. And sometimes, yes, he can give you a new song while you are worshiping. Another reason why people don't worship effectively is they want popular song. The most popular song is what they want to sing during worship. And you'll be so amazed that I will come here and sing, for the things you've done for me, I want to say thank you. I just want to say, can you remember that song? Baba o eshe. People say, wow, powerful, Jesus Christ. But they've forgotten the song. Now, I will never go back. It's already too late. People like recent things. Now, this is not a bad song, right? It's not a bad song, but we prefer recent. There was a time that you were great. You are, so I said you were great, sorry. You are great. Yes, you are. I was in Jos when that song was ringing. That was the meeting I met Dr. Kais. We were invited for the same meeting. That song, in fact, when we went to the meeting, when we were in the meeting, every worshiper that sang that song. You are great. The next one, you are great. The next one, you are great, filled everywhere. You come to my court, you are great. You go to any, you are great. If it's not, you are great. We wait on you. La 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 la. Ah! people will be crying. It now got to a point, people now see the song finish. You'll be like, this one don't know songs. See, they worry this one. There's an overflow. Yes. Abundance of faith is a new level. Before you know, that one now will become old. So that thing about new song, wanting to sing new song, again, it doesn't make worship effective a lot of times. Are we together? Yes, new songs are not bad. Thank God for the worshippers. Old songs too are not bad. And they are not old songs. They are still current in the spirit. You can see the song they sang. This, what did you call the title of this song again? What year was this? 2008. 18. You can imagine, 2018. See the power. See how it scattered church today. Some of you stood up. Do you know what moved you people to here? It's not the bush, ba ba ba, boo 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 boo. It's the wordings. Very powerful. You could feel it entering into your system. Whether you're an apostle, it will hit you as a cry. It will hit you. Worship is genuine in that it is first revelational. Before what? Heartfelt. Are we together? Don't worry, I will change cupboard this time. It will be very different. You will see how cupboard will flow. Come and enjoy God like you've never enjoyed before. Amen? Yes. Alright. So we're speaking about God's agenda in the first service. And we said God's agenda is a kingdom. Although there was a side I did not touch. The infiltration, the infiltrative ability of the kingdom. Infiltrating. Because as kingdom citizens, we are called to infiltrate culture. To shift culture. The Bible calls us the light of the world. A city set upon the hill, we cannot be hidden. We are called to stand as models, ambassadors of God's kingdom. And you see, if your fire is not blazing so well, you cannot stand as an ambassador of the kingdom. I'll use very literal words for us to understand today. If you are not burning, you cannot. You know when they say light of the world, remember, is it this Bob you are saying like this? If you are inside, your body, your flesh will be burnt. It's shining like this, but it's burning on the inside. What causes you to shine is the burning. If you are not burning, and that's why the Bible says, quench not the spirit. Sir. You got to be burning to shine. Sir. Are you listening to me? Sir. And you burn as you interface with the word and prayer. Life is 100% spiritual. Did you hear the testimony today? For some of you, it may look like it's a normal thing. It's not normal. Sir. Somebody say he was praying. You know, we've not started hearing billion, thousand naira testimony. It will come eventually. We have to thank God for what He's doing yet. Thank God for the good. Then you see what? Huh? Because all good and what? Like I taught you today. Someone decided to pray. He said he found it difficult, but he made up his mind, I'm going to fast. And immediately after he fasted, the thing he has been struggling with, his phone, just repaired by itself. By itself, it repaired. Another lady said the beggar has no choice. But God doesn't see her as a beggar. He sees her as his child. Can you say, when you see yourself like a beggar, you'll be crawling on the altar and be shouting on the altar. But when you see yourself as a son, you make bold declaration. Bold declaration. And she said, they brought the same. They say it's expensive. They did not lie. But they brought the same phone for her. You see that? And I know some people who are looking for phones now will be wondering, God, you know they see me. You know they see me, God? Huh? I know I've been praying for her. But there are some people too I've been praying for now. God carried Aaron and Miriam. He said, come two of you. There's a way a man of God explained this thing that if I want to explain, I will be laughing. The Bible said when God wanted to come, he came on a cloud. And the Bible called the cloud the dust. He said, for the cloud is as a dust. The dust that God came
with, when they said the cloud that he came with, the cloud, what formed that cloud? Was it dust? Was dust, I mean. So the man of God said, the matter was so serious. God ran so fast without slippers. It created a lot of dust. Like he was running to come to the city. So funny. He now called Miriam and Aaron. He said, two of you come. He came. He said, were you not afraid? Were you not afraid to speak to my servant Moses? You know, some of you don't know what it means to see now you want to travel to America. And that's your biggest dream. The person that is your HOD saw America's visa and said, I will not collect. You are praying for America visa. He saw America visa, I will not collect because I want to serve God. Then you think they want to block your glory. And we will not say don't travel. You can travel. We will call it testimony for you. Some HODs will wish they can tell you that some of these things you are calling testimony are not testimony. Who wants to travel here that will stop? Say, sir, a door open for me. If you have gotten China visa, go. Which one is a door open for you in China? If it's your destiny, nobody will stop you. If we are not certain, we can advise you. But we can't stop you. Are you going to try to explain to you? And you see them, and they're saying, I want to fulfill destiny. I want to fulfill destiny. They have their own agenda, in God's agenda. Their own agenda is there. Come for meeting. Let's fulfill God's agenda. The smallest boys in church in the kingdom of God are those with pride. Smallest. I'm telling you from experience. You see me, Prophet Simon, the glamour, everything. This man. Oh, he has so much sticks. He has this. He has that. Look, ask about me. I will not be ashamed to tell you people I was very, very humble to the steeple. You can ask my friends. There's clear records. They will tell you, Prophet Simon, my spiritual father is not alive. You would have called him and asked him. He's in the cloud. I'm sure he's watching me in this meeting. When he told me I was the greatest, I said, I ran away from his. I told you the story. He says, I know you are lazy. That's why you are. He said, you are scared. He said, for obedience is better than sacrifice. You disrespect your HOD in church. You now go and kneel down in a concert and you are crying, Father, I love you. You don't love the Father. There are small, small things that equate to greatness in the realm of the Spirit. Very small, small things. You claim you have the knowledge of new creation reality. Nobody can talk to you in the local church. Paul, who is the father of new creation realities, will he be proud of you? See how he instructed Timothy. He even said, mark the unruly. Meaning, if it's Paul that was the bishop of this church, you would not be in this church right now. He said, mark the unruly, send them away. Those that will not follow our cultures and tradition. Paul had his cultures and tradition. We have our culture. We say, if a post is posted, share it. Let people hear the word. And maybe you now feel you're a big boy. The process is altered. When it comes to you, mba, does not move. And you lift up holy hands that you love God. I wish your eyes are open in the realm of the Spirit to see that this is a way, this thing you have done has made you very small before God. What did he say to the 12? He said, the greatest amongst you is a servant. A servant to everybody. The greatest among you, he said, is a servant. He's serving everybody. He doesn't want to even be called the greatest. Meaning he's just humble. You want water? Take. You want food? Take. He's ready to do anything for everybody. Are you listening to me? Is somebody with depth of revelation that can be humbled? My friend says, is that it takes so much strength to be humble than to be proud. So much strength. Think about it. It takes so much strength to be humble than proud. It doesn't take anything to be proud. They just talk to you anyhow. Reply. You just feel angry. Leave. That's pride now. Very easy for a lot of people to showcase. But humility. You are seeing that, in fact, humility will eventually even save you, because sometimes while you are feeling pain in a situation, you may think it's the other person's fault, and sometimes it could be their fault. But what if it's your fault? Humility will help you realize at the end, it's not, it's your fault. And Humility will even help you because you have not left. If you had followed pride now, you'd have left the system. Are you forget what I'm trying to say? But because of humility, you stayed back. You now saw it was your fault. Do you know a lot of people who pray to God and say, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing? God is actually saying, I forgive you, for you don't know what you are saying. Because offense will make you blind, like John the Baptist. It'll make you blind. These little things we are saying may sound little. Say, Pastor Simon, are you teaching on ministry? What is ministry without these things being in place? How far can you walk for God without these things being in place? What can you even do for God without these things being in place? Say, I want to take over nation with this kind of character. Hallelujah to Jesus. Paul said, we said in the first service, now 27, 28, he said, I know when I leave, he said, some what? Savage wolves. He said, they will come amongst you and want to tilt you, shift you towards the right, wrong direction. He said, when I leave, you see?
Yes, sir.
He said, when I leave, he was so sure. He said, that's why he has to stay. Think about it. One man. Because of one man, many people were on the right track. One man, Paul. He said, if I leave, Satan will come. If I leave. Hey, Chodis, are you listening? You guys that they are leading, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So that you understand how God is helping you through people, through leaders. Paul said, if I leave. Let's be sincere. If you didn't meet certain people, you will not be what you are today.
Yes,
let's be sincere. It's Satan that makes people unnecessarily proud. Okay, we want to fulfill God's agenda now. Take for instance. And they give you a cell. You are not faithful to the cell. You want to fulfill God's agenda. How do we fulfill the mandate? How? HODs tell you, okay, we are winning 50 souls every month. This is your own personal responsibility to do. You don't do it. You don't care about it. You never prayed about it. Say, it did not work. Did you pray about it? Did you? So you're going to read 10 souls. You come to the next meeting. You are even shining your teeth. What a disgrace. You didn't even win even two. Two does not make you comfortable. Oh. I'm just giving an instance. Not even two. If they tell you 10, win the 10. It is possible to win the 10. Are you listening to me? Because we are the army of the harvest, the Bible says. Jesus said the harvest is plenteous. He said the laborers are few. How many of you think you are part of the laborers for the harvest? You believe so? If you are, the grace is on your inside. You are to God's work, to God's kingdom by the impute you put in your local church. When there's a meeting, we don't find you, and you say you love God and His kingdom. When you're given a responsibility, you don't do it, and you say you love God and His kingdom. How? How? Being sincere, how? Can you beat your chest and say, for my sake, through me, God has brought many people and stabilized many people in His kingdom through GCMI? If people were not zealous and devoted to God, you wouldn't have been here. Whatever you have discovered about yourself would have not been in existence today. Because people sacrificed, they went beyond their comfort. They went and visited you and invited you to church. That's why you are here. The proof that you are gone is that you can sacrifice for others. Sacrifice your own comfort for others. Are you listening to me, people of God? It says, prove your call by doing the job of an evangelist. Should I show you how terrible the situation is in our nation today and in the world, Christianity? Now, all of you seated here, can you remember when last anybody met you and said, I want to talk to you about Jesus? Not some of you were invited. In the last few weeks, did anybody meet you and say, I want to tell you about Jesus? If you were confronted, can you wave your hands? Please be sincere. If you were confronted, wave your hand. One, two people. Alright, I said in the last 2 weeks, right? In the last 1 year, let me not say 1 year, from January 2025, if somebody had confronted you and said, I want to talk to you about Jesus, wave your hand. You see, it's still not even much.
Now, are you seeing that there is a problem? Huh? See the level at which evangelism is failing. People don't talk to people about Jesus. That's how bad the matter is. For every time God gives you an opportunity to talk to great people, take advantage of that opportunity, talk to them about Jesus. Small or great, wherever you find yourself, especially when he gives you a responsibility in church. Moses asked a question. He said, you people are eyeing my position as a set man. He said, for you guys that the Lord made you people priests in the temple, he said, is it a small thing? You as a cell leader, is that a small thing? You want to be a revivalist. God has told you as a lady, you touch nations. They give you cell. You cannot do anything. Which nation do you want to touch? I tell you the truth. You see some of these people on Facebook writing things. Give them cell. That's when you know their spiritual energy. Just cell. Come on, pastor, cell. Is data is cheap now. You can post your opinion. Come on, pastor, cell. That's why I used to warn some of you, especially ladies. Don't think because I'm training ladies here and they are not on Facebook putting fire on their status and the rest, they are not anointed. Some of the people you see think they are models of ladies in around this space of the world. We pastor them all. Not some jokes. Some of them, I drove them to their churches. Go and stay in your church. Because I don't want issue with your pastor. And it's true because the pastor labored over them. But they were admiring what God was doing. You can come and learn, but go back to your church. I was sharing with ladies one time. I said, don't be thinking because you don't see them on Facebook, blah, 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 shouting, and they are not anointed. They are anointed. At least I've raised ladies here that can, if I want 100 people in a cell, they can go and reproduce it immediately. I've raised people like that. I've raised people that can send to cities and say, go and do something, and they'll get it done. That's what we're calling, that's what we call success in ministry. And people get out and try to say. And you watch within and model your life after that manner. Watch within. God is doing something within. You are looking for where God is doing it when it's very, very close to you. The graces you are looking for are all within. Are you listening to me? They are all within. Don't be going too far. Grace tilts towards the humble. Never assume you are grown. Chris Devon told us years ago, they are calling you any title. If you know that you are not manifesting the title yet, don't be too proud to go and lock up yourself and pray. Say, God, they think I'm little, but I've not arrived. Are you all listening to me tonight? This is how we together come and fulfill God's agenda. If these characters are not in place, we cannot fulfill God's agenda. They are talking to you, you are not listening. They talk to you, you don't listen. In church, God wants to get to that man. There's somebody who is almost dying, who is an unbeliever, smoking, chain smoker. God wants to get to him. He now brews upon your HOD. And his HOD now. Now, because of that one single soul, the HOD will just say, I feel an urge. We're going to be praying every day, one hour. It will take us somewhere, but it's starting with prayer. Sir. Say, everybody, let's be praying. You now are missing every day. You are not praying every day. They say 1 hour every day. I declared one prayer one night, like one season like that every night. I purposely did it. You may not have not realized that prayer has worked for some of you. It has impacted your families, your lives in ways you cannot believe. And the reason I started that prayer because I saw the spirit of death. I saw it hovering. I said, Lord, what is it? It was too much. When I closed my eye, I just imagined coffins. And I said, well, let me engage everybody to pray. So that they can stir the fire in their lives, in their home, in their businesses, and etc. I mean, I've not painted the whole picture like that, but I'm not sure everybody prayed. Or everybody was praying. And maybe the HOD just said, pray 1 hour. Start praying 1 hour. You are neglecting. God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, he what? He reap. Now there's somebody, that person. Then one day, and I say, well,
everybody. Now, while you are praying like that, maybe God wants to achieve something as you are praying now. Let's say this young man is praying. As he's praying, his heart is burning for the Lord. And one morning he wakes up, he sees the guy smoking. He has been seeing that guy smoking every day. But that particular day after prayer, how many of you have seen that thing happen to you before? That after you are done praying, there's a certain kind of impetus that is stirred on your inside for evangelism. Things you have not tried before, you want to try it. The man is looking like an Iroko tree. You still say, I want to talk to you about Jesus. You don't care. That only comes through prayer. The grace is on your inside. You steer that grace to work. Are you listening to me? And suddenly, he just, certain impetus just rises from his spirit. He meets that smoker. He said, hello, John, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Said, John said, are you okay? He said, I want to talk to you. And you are so amazed, John offs his cigarette and throws on the ground. And when you are done, as you are talking, how many of you have seen smokers cry before? You would think their heart is iron because they used to make noise. As you are talking, he's crying. Then he tells you, I don't know how I started. He starts telling you the story how he started smoking. You are amazed. So this guy is soft like this. With all the Igbo he's taking. You'd be amazed many people that are doing this thing that don't want to continue doing it. They are waiting for your manifestation as a son. I mean, we're talking about real organic Christians. Not Christians who just like noise, activities, programs. Where to go and shine? Real organic Christians. Who are carrying the burdens and the yoke of God. Maybe you look for that my teaching, yokes and burdens, and hear it. Who are running with the vision of God. And as you talk to John, God is excited. Heaven throws a party. You caught John, who is called to be an apostle. There are nations waiting for John, but John was smoking. But you this regular usher in church. I told you the story of Billy Graham. He went with his friend to peep one preacher. Nobody was in the church. The usher at the gate said, why not enter? You know what our ushers do today? They force people to enter and stay. The usher, they forced Billy Graham and his friend now entered. And when the preacher was done, he led Billy Graham to Christ. See Billy Graham today. See the story of Billy Graham today. Now everybody will say, that preacher that preached to Billy Graham is a great preacher, blah, 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 blah. But see, the great person here that we don't even know his name was that usher that forced Billy Graham to enter that service that day. You see, what you are doing now is not a small thing. As you are projecting now, somebody is watching. If you are not doing your job very well now, some people will not be hearing what I'm saying. You are adding to the kingdom. Some people have come to this church and stayed yet before the word took them by music. It's true. I've heard people who, when we were on campus, I think I said this thing one time. I asked a guy, I said, what brought you to this church? He said, he heard the singing. I started smiling. I said, oh, beautiful. I was astonished, but it's possible. And I can't even imagine myself like that. That maybe I'm not a Christian yet, but I love music. You know, when I was in secondary school, they used to gather around me every morning. I would sing R. Kelly, Westlife, Bruno Mars. I don't know, you know, if Bruno Mars was even, but I sang his songs. I don't know whether he was existing in secondary school. Boys to Men, Westlife, those beautiful songs those days. In fact, now too, I can still sing those songs. I don't know if R. Kelly's own, but I can still sing because there were no songs that were saying stupid things. You know, there were songs that even you can when you sing it, even if the anointing is on you, you will not lose it. Not this type of our generation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? At least you can sing that kind of song for your wife. There's this song I always like to sing for my wife. I think I even play it on keyboard sometimes when I am lucky. It says, wise men say only fools rush in, but I'll be a fool falling in love with you. Amen? You like the song? Oh my love, hallelujah to Jesus. I used to sing it. She knows that one day I sang it for her. Yeah, I just was playing the keyboard. You know, I would sing for the whole class. They would gather me. Hey, just early in the morning before assembly. So I imagine myself that if I was not a Christian,
and they were singing good music in a church, I think it would draw me to the church before I even hear the word of God. Are we together? I've seen different things that brought people to church. Even drama, funny enough. You see this dance that creativity are dancing. You'd be so amazed it has brought some people to church. So boy, did they dance this kind of dance for glory carriers? Hey, where will they go? The word of God in my life. In the world. I'm telling you the truth. They are different. Since you are seeing dancing, you'll be like, what is there in dancing? There are some people that dancing is their life. Dancing. Did they dance like this for GCMI? Why do you think I created creativity? Some people didn't have department. That's the history of creativity. They'll come to church, they don't want to join any department. Some will come and wear one cap like this. And I called Pastor Anne years ago. I said, these people that their cap used to be like this, their trousers used to be like that, where will we put them? I think we should create a department and say they should be creative. Anything they want to do, let them do in that department. Anything, but they should just be adding Jesus' name in it. That's how we started creativity department. There are some people that you cannot tell them to be ushers. If you force them to be ushers, they will pick up to this side and be directing people. They will not wear anything corporate. They don't like corporate. You tell them to be greeters, they will be like this and be greeting people. We won't fall out. They want to dance. They want to act drama. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Like one picture we saw lately of Ms. Love and Pastor Phil. Some of you didn't know that Pastor Phil and Ms. Love has acted drama in this place before. Another old creativity member was Pastor Ed. He didn't have a department at that time. Pastor Ed. Right? Pastor Ed used to dance. Break dance. Hey, children came in. Not just Pastor Ed, Pastor Phil too did break dance. They were from the same secondary school. Huh? Then the man came and went in. I looked at them and said, hey. Sonima dance. You can tell now, why will he not dance? What will Sonny have to dance? Agatama dance. Hey. You see what dance have done for us in this church? Somebody say, shout creativity. If we didn't have that gate, that door called creativity, Agatha would have not been our member. Who again? Sonny in media. Pastor Phil would have not been our member. Pastor Ed. Now all of them are not in that creativity. They've discovered their real place in church. Are you seeing? They've discovered. Pastor Fina is a pastor. Pastor Ed, my chief protocol. But how do we get him? Through dancing. Break dance. You can take it to the left, to the right. I'm telling you, there are several ways people come to church. While I was in Kaduna, there are some people who started playing drums who became pastors. It was drum that brought them to church. Serious pastors today in this nation. Drums. They came to church and now they play. That was all. One day, they now pray, and discover no, they are not supposed to be drummers. Many people play drum. Many people play drum. You see, I always tell people that don't think that what you love is your calling yet. Sometimes what you love is not your calling, it's just what you love because of your level of exposure yet. Do you know how I play drum? I know you will not believe. I play drum very well. In that Indian barracks, anywhere there's good music, I'm there. Then I started singing. I had my band in the back. I was the leader of the band. See me today, you will not believe I did those kind of things. Played, they paid us money. Even wedding. Sang even worldly song. Oh, Sunday, oh, wind, oh. We sang it. Why this lead guy, if he play for... Oh my God, the kind of money we made. See me today. Today I sense that I was supposed, because as I was singing song, one day I started writing. Just small posts. Before you know, I started writing long. I would just be writing things and be saving in my notepad. One day I was passing somebody and coming and said, I was singing. You know, he opened his window. He said, hey, stop. I am Professor so-and-so. He said, you are so anointed as a singer, but you are not called to sing. I started smiling at him. I said, well, I've seen all these things in Kaduna. It's not the first time. Finish, let me go. Me, that when I close my eye, I see nations responding to my song. You know, you will see the visions. Who told you I've not seen myself singing in stage before? When I was growing, you are awesome in this. Everybody sing, mighty God. Ooh, just the voices, yes. I've closed my eye. Because I was in it. They were inviting me to sing in Kaduna. Why would I not see myself singing? But see me today. Even to sing, those things pastors do, singing plus. I reject singing. Say, hey, I don't want to even do singing with pastoring. I know one time somebody said, Pastor Samuel, you can still mix singing. I said, no. Me, I'm not even called to mix. My own is worse. Hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes these things, like Betty, now Betty was in ushering. Today she's in prayer department. The day I told her to leave ushering to prayer department, I think she cried. They hugged themselves with it. I'm leaving. See her in prayer department now. Oh, miss you, miss you, miss you. Because of God's agenda, He has to position people rightly. Some of you, you'll be amazed that whatever you are doing now has no connection with what you will eventually do for God. I'm telling you the truth. Like one day I called Pastor Phil and we're still dragging it. I told him, I said, that's your poem this day. Be dusting your feet small, small. He just did album. And I told him, be dusting your feet. I think you'll soon leave. He knows how to do it. And the girl and the D, Even me, I've been impressed. The last time I said, should we consider leaving this young man in this realm? I think it's good. And like I said, we're still considering. Pastor Ed was simple. Leave that realm of breaking, that breakdance, and come into real-time purpose. I think even Pastor Ann danced, so that people are not remembering. You were dancing, but not in church, but with your prestige. Hey, see, I remember. Prestige too is married. You are surprised she danced. She's married. Prestige was one of my members years ago. She messaged me not too long. I'm sure she's watching. She said, hey, Pastor, I want to thank you for being brutal with us. Tell somebody, let Pastor be brutal with you. Say, I want to thank you for being brutal. You remember that lady? I caught them dancing. I was teaching them on Saturday and I caught Prestige and her friend dancing to only song in technical block. They were doing choreography. I said, is this not my members in the fellowship? Then I went close and peeped to be sure. Is when I saw everything, as the boy was teaching them, I just enter. I say, Prestige. I call a friend. I say, Tuffy, follow me. They just follow me to the next class. I say, how can two of you, shame on you. With whatever you are hearing, God, see what you are doing. Kai! It's a big disgrace for you people. That time was more brutal though, than now. I say, you have to repent. You want to go to hell? Repent! And they heard me out of fear. They repented. They scattered the dance group. I don't know if you joined dance group before. We are many. And they were doing choreography. They were practicing their mind to become world stars dancers. Today she's serving God wherever she is. Amen. Happily married. Pastor Anne was in the group. Who believed that Pastor Anne danced secular music before? She danced. Pastor Anne. She danced it, oh. I'm on a mental craze. She danced. Start to the craze. Ooh. I'm Columenta, Momenta, Lumenta. They sang those songs. How of you sang those songs? Don't lie. I know nobody will sing it. Rose, you did not sing. You look like somebody that danced only. Did you dance before? You have not danced only song before? Eh? Are you serious? You've never. How old are you? How old are you? Eh? 20. 23. They born you. Ah, so two throughout. Your father is a pastor. Spiritual home. Your home is very spiritual. Your mom. So from young age, you were, it was gospel tea. Ah, you are blessed. So it's very possible. See, it's the people that dance are not agreeing. See, the people that dance are, they want to fight. Ima Bong, did you dance holy music? Yeah, no. Christabel. Ah, you are in Coca-Cola. Why will you not dance this? With a bottle of Coke. We are all growing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So, there are different things before you finally come into purpose. It's all this thing that you see young singers carrying their CD from one place to another. I think now they are getting tired. Those things are a showcase of no secret place. No secret place. You want to blow. Just sit down and serve God faithfully. God's agenda should be number one. You have business. Be sincere. If you are God, and you are supposed to bless yourself with the way you are rating God in your, on your status, will you bless yourself? Some of you will post everything. Oh, then you now post our flyer. Be there. Be there. You are commanding people that you don't. They are not sure that they are coming. Be there. But everything you were selling, your oil, perfume, everything. Oil, perfume, straight from Egypt. It has this thing. If you put it on your body, it stays for 3 years. Blah, 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 blah. You have explained and broke it. Precept upon precept. But when it comes to church flyer, be there. And you don't care whether they are there. Then you now, you are, at the end of the year, you are saying, God, this God did not favor me this year. I pray this year, this new year will be different. If you carry that bad character into the new year, it will still be the same. God's kingdom must be number one before every other word. Good thing will be what? Added. Sometimes some of you have sincere, genuine excuses. I mean, your place of work is really time demanding. But when you make that little extra effort to still be available, it matters so much before God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It matters so much before God. I mean, you close by 6 o'clock and there's service on Tuesday. And immediately you close, you see yourself buying just a bottle of Fanta, water, and you are running to church. Do you know that matters so much before God? That sacrifice. Others will say, I will watch online. Those small, small sacrifices, they matter before God. Those days as a student, maybe they'll say I'm a pastor, that's why. As a student, I am finishing tests straight to meeting. Meeting straight to test. And see me today, I've graduated. There are days I'm in Uni Agric. We're about to start tests. I'm rushing back to... I'll still round up the sermon. Lead people to Christ. I'll be running back to come and write tests. I'm not saying you should do like that. I'm just giving you an idea of the sacrifice you can make. I'm not a dropout. I graduated. Hallelujah to Jesus. Make sincere sacrifices. And it goes 360 into your life, not just all these ones, even financial sacrifice. Your church is building. Where you came and knew God is building. You should be part of what God is doing. You should make sincere effort. Say, but I don't have anything. God does not think like that. The woman that didn't have anything, she gave. She gave. I'm not saying take all of your life savings and come and give. No. That one is between you and God. I'm talking about making genuine effort. I have 1,000. I want to give so amount for God's work. Inside that 1,000, it rings a bell in the realm of the spirit. God is like, I miss this situation. You still have the impetus to give. That's sacrifice. Maybe if somebody gives 3 million to us and another person gives 300, we'll say, hey, the person that gave 300 is a foolish person. The one that gave 3 million is somebody that made sacrifice. Before God, it's not like that. You can give 300, maybe you had 500. God will look at you like a giant in the spirit. Because what you have done like this is weightier than what that person that did 3 million did. Why? The person had, let's say, 350 million. He gave God 3 million.
You have 500 naira, you gave God 300. In the realm of the spirit, you give better. Because the Bible says, "You are he that is faithful in little is faithful in plenty." That's why in this church, if you give, nobody used to ask you, why this, why that? Nobody will do that. Because we imagine that we've taught you too much for you to look at us, to look at God's work, I mean, and just give something that is very, very minute. Are you okay? I'm trying to explain to you. Giving is between you and God. And he wants you to do it cheerfully. Not grudgingly. He said, for God loves a what? Cheerful giver. And when we say cheerfully, we don't mean the way he's sweeting you is the way you should do it. You can be greedily giving cheerfully. Did you get what I just said? Greedily giving cheerfully. I mean, you have enough to give very well, then you give small and said, I'm happy. This is the type of giving God prefers. Who will not happily be greedy? I mean, you look at, you are giving sacrificially in joy. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. Sacrificially in joy. Did you get what I just said? 360. It must affect every part of your life. Paints a picture. The story. That story of the woman who was poor and who lost her husband and who had her only child with her last food. Look at the character of God there. You can tell the character of God. He said, give what you have and more will be given. Because no matter what, it is givers that never what? Lack. It's a principle in the kingdom. It's a principle. Seek first the kingdom. And it's what? Righteousness. Then he said, every other what? Good thing will be added unto you. Are you listening to me? It will be added. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. I'll just emphasize a little bit of prayer. Prayer, prayer. Like I said in the first service, seek first the kingdom by prayer. A lot of times, it gets you to be anointed. Sometimes I sit down and I imagine the worst things that can happen sometimes to me. I clear the pictures from my head because the Bible says, whatever is good, think of them. But sometimes I ask myself, what if it happens? What am I going to do? This level of anointing, can it solve that problem? Peter says, such as I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk. Things happen in this world. Are you people listening to me? Things, terrible things happen. That's why I'm begging all of you. I said on Tuesday, preach the gospel to your siblings. We can be so familiar with our family that they are the last people we are thinking to preach to. The last. They may think you are fighting them at some point. Keep on preaching it. Tell them the truth. You see my sisters? I have three sisters. Flora makes them three. I have two. They are in Lagos currently. You can ask my sisters, Micah and Flora here. They don't rest from my hand though. My first talk with you is about the gospel before any of your need. About the gospel. I see your posts. I preach to you. I baptize you with the word. If I need to creamer you, I creamer you. If I need to catacreamer you, immediately. In fact, what I say to my sisters, I cannot say to some of you. One time my sister said, take my Facebook username. Take the password. Delete all the posts that you think is not good. Remain the one that is good for me. Like that. I couldn't stop laughing. He said, delete. Just delete. The dressing you don't like, delete. The post you don't like, delete. Leave the ones that are good. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because the truth is that hell is real. Brothers and sisters, Paul said, I do not want you to be ignorant about the dead, like unbelievers. He said, concerning the dead, I do not want you to be ignorant. Speaking to them in 2 Thessalonians, isn't it? He said, don't be ignorant like unbelievers. Don't lose hope. He said, the hope we have, because Paul taught them about the kingdom, and they felt like Jesus should come and meet them on the earth to inaugurate the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And why some people died, Paul had to explain to them that they are not dead, they are asleep. But of course, they are only asleep if they died in Christ. Because he said, for the dead in Christ shall be the first.
Are you people getting out trying to explain to you? That's why you should preach. Preach to cousins that don't know Jesus. Preach to them. Don't just be laughing. Hey, my cousin, my fine cousin, me and my fine cousin. Preach to them. Preach to them. Some of you know what they are doing. It's evil. Preach to them. Are you listening to me? Preach to them. God will hold you responsible. Imagine your cousin dies. Unbelievers, and your cousin is your best friend. You may want mourn and say, God has given and God has taken. You are in trouble. There's what the Bible calls the judgment of works. You have never thought about that. I don't know if you'll be whipped. I don't know how it will be. I'm not sure God will wipe anybody, any broom or any koboko. But he will remind you that you had this person around you. Why did you think that Paul said that as pastors, even though people are misbehaving, we should say the truth so that the blood of the people are not on us? It's very difficult to say the truth sometimes as a pastor. Somebody is misbehaving and you just wish you can leave them to misbehave the way they want to misbehave. Sometimes you even say the truth, they don't listen to you. But Paul says, say it anyways. So that their blood is not on you, but on themselves. That is why as pastors, we have to be selfless. Because sometimes you want to allow people because of your own pride to as a man. Say, I will not talk. Who is this person? But the Lord will still put you in that trouble, that thing you are scared of. Go and talk. Go and talk. 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 See somebody as intelligent as Paul. He will finish teaching. They will go and misbehave. He will now call them foolish Galatians. At the point he said, I wish I'm close to you so that I will shout on you. As intelligent as he is. At the point he said, let me speak like a fool because you people want me to talk like a fool. Pastoring is not a small thing. It's just like carrying a child. I see my wife sometimes with Shekinah. I used to just be in the bedroom and admire what is happening with my ears. It's no small thing, though. No. When she wakes up in the morning, I don't used to come out. That girl in the morning, oh my God. She wants to jump and touch everything there. Woo! Hey, woo! I used to say, Shekinah! Hey! She'll be carrying everything and be hiding. Hiding. Some they've tied some place and lock it with a rope. Because she will be scattering everywhere. That's how pastoring can be sometimes. Hey, don't do it. Hey, hey, stop, stop. Your body will pain you. Sometimes you'll be on the stage, you'll now fall and die. All these men that used to fall and die, say, no, they don't used to eat well. How many people used to eat well in this country? I'm not saying out of poverty. How many people follow balanced diet? If they talk balanced diet, you like this, you'll be alive. Gari to eba, to beans. What else do you eat? See, Africa is just God. Because most people don't eat balanced diet. Yesterday I asked my leaders, when last did you people eat fruit? They cannot remember. Fruit. That you sat down and you were just eating fruit. Say fruit, no. Food, they make hungry, worry person. Every day, apu. Even doctors, even Gerard, ma'am, seeing him every day is apu. Gerard is a medicine practitioner, treating people. If he carry that his bike and pass welfare contact junction, he's straight to apu. I know his joints. Balanced diet in this country, many people are eating balanced diet. Me, if it's not rice, my wife used to ask me sometimes, what are you, Pastor Simon? What kind of rice to swallow? Rice to swallow. If you give me anything, I'll be looking at it like this. What is the meaning of this? If I want to take tea, it's because my throat is scratching me. Else, you will never catch me taking tea. Yes, Mama, do me tea. You know that throat is scratching Prophet Simon. But say tea, we say, what is tea giving? No, if the tea enters, the milk will not enter your veins and blah blah blah. How many times does it do it? How many times? But if you eat, swallow now, you go do okay. But yet, yeah, we are strong. Then you see pastors fall, you say they are not eating well. Who told you that? Some self that fail, they have big stomach. That means they are eating very well. You're not a high BP. Waiting. It's members. If you have seen any pastor fall, 90% of them that have fallen, that's it's members that kill them.
Do not rush and give them befitting burial. I told myself I will not die for members. Edu. If you follow members, you will die very early as a pastor. Members don't used to hear word most times. I'm telling you the truth. You have finished advice, re-counseling from the Spirit of God. You are collecting the words from heaven and giving the person. When you are done, they will go and sit down and hear the counsel of one of their best friends. That's how it used to start. When best friend advise them, that's all. Somebody that two of you don't know where you are going to. Two of you in God's grace, you don't even know where you are going to. God puts somebody over your life, he counsel you, you go and say that. Waiting prophet talk, not true. Who will tell you whether that's true or not? Look at Paul. Oh, you foolish Galatians. It was really foolishness. Paul was done teaching. They went back. And one brother advised them that what Paul said was not right. According to the Bible. Some things. Paul said everything we receive from God is by grace. By faith in Jesus' finished work. When Paul was done, they went and sat somewhere. Somebody now told them, it's the truth. Galatians 3. Go and read it carefully. He told them that it is righteousness by works, not by grace. That's what the brother told them. He said they need to buy themselves into all of these things. When Paul heard their conversation, he checked their results. It was nothing compared to what he was teaching. And how that some other churches were doing so fine. Paul called for a meeting again. He said, oh, ye foolish people, because he had heard report. He said, who has bewitched you from the truth? Many, the reason you are not seeing the result is because of your ignorance. You heard the truth, but because of your so much desire for knowledge, you don't even know what you are looking for. How many times did he shout for them? Several times in scriptures. He would tell Timothy, be careful how you build. Be careful. You are being built in church. Then you go and sit down somewhere, they'll be telling you some high sounding nonsense. Why? Because you don't want to obey the structure of where God has brought you to. They tell you, don't listen to several. You say, how will they talk like that? We should be hearing everybody in the world. You can curtail every message you hear. You can truly do it. I told leaders yesterday, I found out something. I'm not going to refrain how I will say it. I will say it the way it is. I found out in this church that my best student of the world, my best, they look like Mumu Otondo at the beginning because they follow every instructions. You see them just listening to someone every day. You that have gone everywhere and heard every message, come and sit with them. They will humble you. They will humble you to the brim. I was giving an instance one time. For the first time, I told leaders it was Nathaniel and Isaac years ago in my house when I started showing them these church things and the rest in media at Villa Suit. I was at the kitchen. I heard them talking the word of God that I've taught them. Why they were talking, and I said, let me wait and hear what these boys are saying. They were breaking the word of God, breaking the word of God. Whoosh. I said, this is powerful. Then I asked one question. I thought about the question. And I said, how did this one think this question? For you to think like this, you should have thought too deep. You are too young to think like this. Then you now come to church and see some people who have been in church for years. Little or nothing. I called one time my leaders, pastors especially. Because there was somebody that was with us. When he's taking testimony, confession, the words that come out are not edifying at all. The construction of the English, not just the English, the revelation is not adding up. I said, why would this one be with us for so long and he's talking like he's not part of us? The Bible said when the Pharisees saw the disciples talking and showing the power of God, they said to themselves, ah, surely these ones have been with Jesus. There is no way you will be here for this long. I told them, I'm not be sounding well. We have to put an eye on this person and check him. When we try to check him, pride. You know, before I don't used to talk too much. I just come and sit in church, watch everybody, admire everybody and go. I don't used to talk. When I wanted to start talking, some of them, they've gone too far in the realm of pride. It's not that I pay attention to the ministry so well, I pay attention to people. Before, if you are misbehaving, in fact, you will not just be seeing my status, I've lost you. Just be going. I don't want to be even seeing you. But you have to come into real time parenthood, fatherhood. You have to take some things inside. It will pain you, but that's what makes you a father. Paul said, my little children, of whom I travel in pains, like a woman in labor. He said, until Christ be formed in you. It's no small pain, oh, to see Christ formed in people. You think it's only by prayer? Prayer is part of it. When you finish praying, as you are giving birth, if you want to give birth, you know those pains, Mama T. The way you held my hand, choke me with style itself. I know those style you did. The ones that was not pain, I know. You know, my wife is so funny. When she was giving birth, she said they should call me when I came. She now held me and pressed my... And I told my in-law, I said, this one is a personal problem between me and my wife. Allow me to go. Allow me to go. I promise you she will give birth. I went outside before I know, before I came out, I heard, wee, wee, meow, meow. They say, maybe I say, you see. It's just like all the sins I've done, she wants to punish me on that day. You know those pains? I can't really explain it because I've never undergone it. But this woman understands. Or trying to understand. You will see your daughter in the faith, like this is my daughter in the faith that day. You see them crying. I saw Chaya crying that day. Pastor Simon. I said, hey, my daughter, it will be well. I was shocked that she was crying. I couldn't believe it. Sir. I said, don't worry, the baby will come out. I went somewhere. I said, God, let the baby come out now. My wife's when I ran, I didn't want to hear the voice. I had to go and make a call and to be laughing because I didn't want to think what else. You can't imagine those pain, but you see, as preachers, we can feel it too. Paul said, like a woman in labor, that pain, Mama T, I am feeling it. You see how many people I've given birth to yet? You can tell you the kind of pain I've gone through. Why are you pretending like you don't know those pain? Sometimes my wife will look at me and say, Pastor Simon, Kai, you are strong. Several times. That's the pain. I tell you the truth. What is the pain? Benjamin. Well, this is what you do. Blah, 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 blah. Benjamin comes back with the opposite. God forbid, an example. You are asking, did I not tell you to follow like this and like that? Yes, sir, you followed, but forgive me, sir. Help me now. I've already done it. Okay, Benjamin, now that you have done it, do like this, do like this. Benjamin does like that, then he now does like that. Why did you do like that?
Sir, when I was doing it, miracle said, why not we just do like this?
Is it miracle that's your pastor?
Sorry, sir, I listened to him. Have mercy on me. Hey,
this thing I'm telling you is real life story. I've gone to police station in this church for what I told somebody not to do. I went to police station. I told the person, assuming they asked me, do I know you? What would I have said? I'm telling you people the truth. God involved in something. I said, don't put your hand in it. He didn't know it was fraud. I warned from my office. Don't put your hand. He now went. The person advised him that if he puts the hand, before you know, they will remove the hand. He now did it. Then when I went to save somebody from police, they arrested somebody. And I said, why did they arrest? I was fuming. You need to see the way I was fuming. I said, why? After I was done shouting, when they began to explain, they've released him here too, because I proved him innocent with my lawyer. But I did not hear the real case. Then the man said, let me even tell you what we are pursuing, sir. Sorry for arresting. We are very sorry. They released him already. Then I said, hey, explain to me, sir. So person sent money into this person's account. And that person, we trace the account to fraud. Sir, please look at the list in case you know anybody. Let us know in the future. They brought the list out. Oh God. I saw two names. I said, dear Jesus, what am I saying? Do you know the luck of those people that they now ask me, do you know any name here? Yeah? When they finished, I said, okay, thank you. I said, I want to go home. I was saying, God, let them not ask me, do you know any name? Because I don't know whether I will say the truth, or I think I would have said the truth. Yes, I've seen this name before. When I got to my, I didn't go home, I went straight to my office. I called for a meeting. What happened? Your name. The person was arrested because somebody that I want not to do something did it and send money to that person's account. They now arrested the person. I'm going to save this person now. That one that sent the money is the one they are looking for. And I know the person. I asked the person, he said, sir, we did not know that it's a bad thing. We did it, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you see the stress that person has gone through, God has helped him to remove his hand. It was fraud. They put his account, used it to do fraud. And he thought it was a legal thing. He did not chop the money, but he has paid the money. Why? Prophet sat down, taking ice cream or taking malt. Because they think when we are taking malt, we are not anointed. Sir, I want to take some money. How much do you want to take? 2 million. Woo! You! 2 million. So that they will arrest me in this church. That's exactly what I said to that person that day. I said, don't even take 500,000. Are you hearing me? He said, sir, but I can use it well. I said, the only thing you should take is 200,000. Your grace now is 200,000. And I said, the reason why you should take 200,000 is to build on it. And I said to him, I said, tomorrow in case they catch you, I can pay 200,000. That you did not pay, I can pay. But I said, 2 million, where? Not that I cannot pay, but I will remove my 2 million and just go and be paying for something I've instructed you not to do. So I said, don't do it. He now went and listened to the counsel of Ahithophel, Abi, whatever. They advised him. He did it. He said, no, he's just small. You just do it. Small, small. Come out your hand. Shut up. Nothing. You do not show anything. The person that used the account to do it for him, did not use his own account. They use his own account. That person is free somewhere, anywhere. We don't even know. Him now in trouble. Pastor was taking more today. He gave the advice. Maybe he was not in the state of grace. Don't do it. So I should be doing, don't do it. One came to my office, he said, I want to buy a car, blah, 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 blah. Not buy a car. He wants to use over 1 million to repair a car to start boat. I said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I said, rather sell this your old car, join the money and buy another car. He said, no, sir, this is my car, I'll repair the AC. I said, don't do it. He spent over the 1 million loan. After they listened to us, they go and do their mind. When he was done doing everything, both men told him that car is not the spec they are looking for. Where will he pay the 1 million from? He does not know where to start again. Now the frustration, after a while, the car now scatter. It spoils. Car is a mechanic, 1 million hanging somewhere you must pay back, and interest is accumulating. What are you doing? Trekking to church. Who is facing the problem? Pastor, anytime I'm preaching, I'm just looking at this person. If he heard me. You carry your tool, come and sit down, sir. I want to enter a relationship with this girl, but my only problem is that sometimes when she's angry, she will do me like this, waka. But I know, sir, I know that I'm washing her by the word. I said, she did not just say waka, she raised her eyes, sir, she put it on my face. I say, son of man, run. No, sir, the way you are teaching us, sir, you told us that. I say, is it not me that taught you? Coming to Pastor Emma's house to stay. 247, you are in Pastor Emma's house. Why are you not going to your house? Sir, I just like to, as brothers, we need to be talking about impact. Okay, let Pastor Emma be coming to your house. No, sir, no. It's worse. You marry trouble. Sir, I want to marry this man. The only problem is that he is a Christian, but he's not born again. How did somebody become Christian that is not born again? Sir, he loves God, but when I ask him, are you born again? He will just be joking with me. Sir, he's such a nice person. You need to meet him, sir. Very humble person. When did you meet him? 3 weeks ago, sir. He's a very humble person. 3 weeks, you are shouting humble. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Calm down. You come to prophet. prophet is, you have said everything. Prophet now said, okay, this is your person. As prophet is talking, the Holy Ghost said, no. No. Sir, I think you should meet him before. No. Sir, no. You explain tire. No. Everything you talk, no. As I've heard, no, no going back. No, no. No, no. I don't know why prophet will just sit down. He did not meet the man. He did not even hear the man's side of the story. I just started talking. In fact, this thing don't tire me. If you never be GCMI member, then they agree more, Mario. Me, I go get my destiny husband before husband go pass me. Now you don't marry, where you dey? You don't forget the grace of God on your life. You say, those days where they sing for Tehila Gospel Choir. If I've been the singer, I don't go far now. You see, they are Victorians. I for they the same. You see all these ones where they sing for Glory Choirs? They are just coming up people those days in our days. Now you are saying story because of where you are. I'm not putting fear in your life. I'm telling you the truth. It happens. This pastoring we are doing, why do you think you meet a regular person in a church? It's any church. Most churches sometimes. Ask them, explain the fact that Jesus is Lord. Break it down. They can't even break it down. They don't know anything about the Bible. Yes, what did Jesus come for? He came for me now. He came for heaven to earth to show us the way. They don't understand the scriptures. And they are singing, they are dancing, they are, in fact, some of them are even, in fact, there's a church, I was talking to my friend, they employ you, just apply as a pastor, they employ you. Meaning they don't even know where you are coming from, as long as you say you are, just come with a certificate, that's all. Then you hear atrocity, pastor, I've done this tomorrow, you'll be surprised. I said, we'll never grow to that point where we're employing pastors, never. We train you from headquarters and send you. We'll never grow to that point. If I have not trained you, I don't trust you. It's the truth. I don't mean any disrespect. I must do my own special training. I must do it. If me, I did not put my hand to train you, what I call yourself apostle, you come to this church, I will retrain you. My own training is what I trust. I don't know where you're coming from. It doesn't mean I disrespect those people. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's the truth. And it's not bad. That's why you see recently, singers, money. I posted something. I was so ashamed to even post it. Two people broke, left what do they call it? Record label on the same day. Because of money. One has happened in Nigeria already. We are waiting for the place that will come and happen. Money. And they are not giving us enough money. Since the day we started this deal things in music, the gospel music world, problems started. Those deal. It's as if now people enter there for the sole purpose of money. All of you, let me warn you before I close. There's what they call judgment of. Men will praise you on that day. On that day, if your record come out, show you how much of a hypocrite you are, it will blow your mind. It's called judgment of works. Many preachers cannot really tell you how that judgment will go, but there's a judgment of works. If I say I can tell you they are God, I'm lying to you. But it exists. That's why the Bible says each man will be judged according to his what? Works. Do the right things. One of my friends asked me, say, all these people breaking out from other ministries and starting, what do you have to say? I heard a prophet one day explaining that it was a season for somebody. I was just laughing. Nothing like that happens in the prophetic world. God will not give you that useless explanation. It is at the end we know who is doing what is right. It's the truth. Especially, I'm not talking about regular Christianity. I'm talking about ministers of the gospel. It's at the end, I tell you. You'll be so amazed. For those that broke out from their selfish interests, it will amaze you. Whether you praise them on the earth, you see it on that day. It's on that day you know. So for you people who are serving God, do it from the depth of your heart. Yes, are you listening to me? Yes, this is how you pursue God's agenda. From the depth, you have a cell, work on it. Your cell is 5. Ah, God, what is happening? It should worry you. Why is it 5? 3 weeks now is 5. 2 years is 5. Ah! You start praying. As you are praying, you are gaining more grounds in that place. You go 2 hours, 3 hours. If it's 5 members, go 5 hours. I tell you, you can pray 5 hours. You don't know it. Sen said, Donald came and told them 12 to 11 to 1. How many hours is that? And he said, hey God, will I be able to do this one? Did he not do it? Ask about me in BSU. All my guys prayed from 10 o'clock sometimes to 5 a.m. We start sleeping. How many hours is that? It was like that regularly. Now all of them are pastors. All the people that stay with me are pastors. All. Is it a coincidence? All of them are pastors. Doing so well wherever they are in the branches of wherever they are ministering. They are 7. You have 5 members. You have 10 members for a month. And your business is booming. Customers are coming. Or customers are not even coming. Most times they are not even coming. The thing you just need to do is to go and make sure yourself. You know, people don't know this connection. Is it that young man that said his phone started working after he fasted? He probably didn't want to fast that fast. Treasure, am I saying the truth? You see? He probably wanted to just boycott that fast. But he said, let me fast. The trouble that has been troubling him for weeks and months, after fasting, God now touched the phone. The phone started working till today. In case, probably he did not fast. That's how he will spend money till you go and buy a new phone. But an anointing just oozed out from his spirit somehow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. As he fasted, certain grace, an angel just, what is not working in this house? What was the angel? Some people are wondering, angels really exist? They exist.
They exist.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was sharing with somebody in BSU years ago. I was working with some of my boys, and as we were entering the class, computer science class, I did like this. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And they came to hold their pastor. What is wrong? Flaps of angels' wings. It happens little. That morning, I don't know why it was so intense. But of course, I can tie it to my prayer. Because I used to pray from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. or 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. before I go for lectures. And I rushed back. The department guys were wondering if Prophet Simon is now mad. The supernatural is becoming natural. So natural. Angels as this, I tell you the truth. They will go and make sure all your needs are met. If the presence, their ecological need is the presence of God. If you are hosting the presence, you'll be seeing them. In manifestation, not literally, you'll just be seeing their manifestation. See what this young man gave before the testimony saints gave. They say pray, he prayed. See what happened the next day. You think it's a coincidence? Mother, when gas was filled, then 10,000 bag of rice. You think it's a coincidence? They say pray. You see, just to enter into your miracle, it's just one little season of discomfort. Little. He prayed. See what God did. Imagine that prayer become consistent. I did a teaching about the secret place. I don't know whether it's on Tuesday. I said, if you carry water and put in freezer, some of us do it. If you want water to be very cold, what do? If you want it in like 3 minutes, you put it in a deep freezer, isn't it? After 3 minutes, if you carry it, it will be quite cold, isn't it? Imagine you leave it there for like 2 hours, colder, isn't it? If you leave it there for like 4 hours, more colder. 5 hours, probably it's getting blocked. Ah? You know, when you put water, remove it, it will be cold for a while. You know why some people are never anointed? They go and pray. And it's next week. They go again and pray. Oh, it's 3 weeks again. So they are hot for a while. They are hot for a while. When they pray 30 minutes, 30 minutes covers the whole month. They don't pray again. That's the problem. So when the Bible says they that dwell, it don't say they that visit. They that dwell. Dwell in the secret place. That's where you live. You pray consistently. I would say pray consistently or dwell in the secret place. We're not saying every time you are walking. You prayed, and when you are going to walk, the consciousness of God is on your inside. That is what will make you not to misbehave at your place of work. You cannot say certain things. You cannot joke certain jokes. Even in class, you cannot place. They start something. You know, there's a lady. She was so close to me. The lady I spoke about one time in my department.
very close to me. One time I went to school so regularly, we just greeted before the exams would start. And we're talking together. We were together talking. When some of our friends came, she did not know when she started saying rubbish. And she saw a girl and was saying, my baby. And not, that was not the height of it. And they started talking about relationships. They said, yes, now I'll marry you. There's no problem there. When she turned, I was already far. Say, hey, Professor Simon, don't go. I forget. Say, they're around me. Oh, God. I've gone far. After the exam, I said, what kind of a joke is that? You don't joke with things like that. But when she turned to look for me, because she now remembered I was around, I am far. Far from every appearance of evil. Not close. When I heard the joke, I don't run for my life. When you are God conscious, this is how you behave. It's not pride. Nothing about pride. Even if they are your blood sisters, you tell them you are wrong. There are people who cannot tell their sisters they are wrong. Their own is, maintain your lane, let me maintain my lane. And serving God, you'll be doing what you want to do. In fact, the sisters will be visiting boys, visiting men. Do not talk to them. You'll just be celebrating foolishness. The day they may, God forbid, something bad happens. Because sometimes, Bible said most times, what a man sows, he will reap. Every time they are doing that, what if they go one day and they cut off their head? Think about it. There's a limit to what praying for somebody can do. Hope you know. You are praying for the person. The person, you have not met the person and talked to the person about Jesus. God is helping. A point will come. They have to be responsible for their lives. And God will be telling you, go and talk to them. You will be refusing. You are part of the problem. Now they've poisoned, they've plucked their head, they've done. You got to do what is right. You got to do it. I had a case with one of my sisters one time. I mean, it was a terrible case. I couldn't help it. I would pray midnight. And the Lord told me one day, say, you are taking this so much energy now because you did not do what you were supposed to do since. Finally, God broke her heart and she ran to me and opened up the situation to me and repented. And she was fine. My mother cried. Walking away like a mad woman. I locked up myself. I said, this thing must stop. God, your mercy. I prayed my life out till it became perfect. After everything, oh my God, the way I followed her up spiritually, her life had never remained the same after that time. I say, affliction will not happen a second time. I followed her up spiritually. I always tell my wife too, you can have people around you and they are not spiritual. Don't do it. Don't make that mistake. You are joking. You are playing video call. Yet they don't know anything about Jesus. If you are Jesus, will you see yourself as a wicked person? Please go back home today. Somebody very close to you, tell them about Jesus. People that suffer the most from some of us who claim to be spiritual is our family members. Most of us who claim to be spiritual, people that suffer the most from us is our family members. We don't tell them anything about Jesus. We don't. In fact, we'll go for evangelism on Saturday. We don't tell charity must begin at home. See my brother, you think he's a Christian because he wants to be a Christian immediately. I flogged him into becoming a Christian. This one here, sitting here. You don't come to church, you are dead. So you will be doing it by works till grace will enter. His own is worse because he's last born. What do you have option? Flora, thank God once or twice she caught the fire. Although he's claiming that he has caught the fire more than Flora. And maybe I agree. But I'm not so. I don't so much. You know. You need to see Flora before. I was seeing her Instagram lately. Badi. That was her name. So something Badi. Badi. This girl. You need to see the song. On TikTok. She said she has forgotten the password since she received Jesus. She forgot the password. So go and look for it and delete that. I know some of you will go and search for it now. There's not you. The dance. That's how this girl was doing in Lagos. I told her yesterday that it was a demon. She was down. When she came here, we casted the demon out. It was Mami Water Spirit. I told her yesterday.
except she doesn't hear music, it's like this. But see her today. As she came, I said, come to church. Now, is she not very dedicated? Very dedicated, I can tell. Satan, she's preaching for some of her sisters too. Now she's preaching for them. Just that they threaten her with slap. But she's preaching. Take responsibility. Don't just watch them. Take responsibility. They will wake up on resurrection morning in the kingdom of God because they died in Christ. Are you listening to me? Talk to them about Jesus. Talk to that your good friend. You want to meet them? You want to live with them forever? Talk to them about Jesus. Are you listening to me? Your father, your mother, talk to them. Talk to them. I don't mean go and sit down and start talking like a disrespectful child. Trust God for the time and the season that is convenient. Talk to them. Are we together? Bow your heads and pray. Father, we give you praise and we worship you. We thank you for your word. It's a life for our part and a lamp for our feet. We believe that, Lord, as we've heard your word, it will change our lives. It will cause us to live the way we are supposed to live. In the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.